Welcome to the Fan Podcast. I'm Michelle.
And this is R for Andreas.
This is Gabriella, but I go by Gigi these days.
This is Isabella. Most call me Bella. And we are the Klotz family. And this is
the Magic Fan Podcast.
Welcome to our inaugural episode. We're really excited to be here.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining us. This is just a little passion project that we've decided to begin to execute.
Well, we've talked about this for years.
Yeah, we have.
And then finally, somebody made it come true.
Well, you got to get all this, you know, stuff into a recording so that we can let everybody else know what the heck goes on.
Too bad nobody knows how to use it
day.
Except Gigi. What? Nobody knows how to use the recording equipment, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll bring the crazies to everybody.
So
why don't we talk about how this all came to be?
Well, we can do that first, but why don't we start with pits and peaks for the week? Highs and lows, one may say. We're trying to figure out what we want to call it for our podcast. If you have any ideas, you got to let us know.
Roses and thorns, overs and unders.
Just trying to come up with anything that resembles something more above and more below. And it's also reflective of
I'll
us.
I'll give you my
fam.
Peak. My peak was spreading out a bunch of straw so that the dogs don't keep bringing dirt into the house. That, to me, was the peak for the week, folks.
Wow.
Who are our dogs? Who wants to tell everybody about the dogs?
They're in the logo. You can see their little picture in the logo. So we have these two crazy Airedale Terrier puppies named Maximilian and Willibald. They do not fit into the Magic acronym in any way, shape,
Moxie
or
does,
form.
But we leave the dogs out.
We left the dogs out. At one point, we were going to add our first dog, Leo, and make it Magic Cole with an L.
That is true.
And he left the world a little early.
Yeah,
we love him.
Yeah, he died young. So now we've got these crazy Airedales, and they're going to be our little mascots for our Magic Fam
podcast.
You
can see them in our logo.
They accentuate the crazy in us, that's for sure.
That's true. Our logo on our Instagram page. Shameless plug. Follow us on Instagram at The Magic Fam Pod.
The Magic Fam Pod. M-A-G-I-K. Okay, so that
all
was
right.
Your...
So let's hear about some
Was
other...
that your pit or your peak?
What's that?
Spreading the hay.
That was
could
my
not
peak,
have been
babe.
A peak.
That was your peak.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Think about what we don't have to deal with now when the dogs come in.
That is
okay,
true.
That's fine. That's
you know?
Fine.
Are... I mean, we hope. We hope.
Sure.
So,
are we going to do everybody's peaks first?
No, I think sure. We spread it out. You
spread
know?
It out. Okay. Let's so, what was your out. What was your pit?
My pit. Ooh. I would say my pit was probably. I'm going to pass that one right now. Someone else pick up their high or their low. I'll come
my
back to
my pit
that.
Of the week was being fooled by Punxsutawney Phil himself when we got snow.
There you go.
My
Phil
heavens.
Liar.
He is Phil.
Liar.
Filthy liar.
Seriously. We had spring weather for multiple days, enough where I had actually considered putting my coats away. Actually.
Wait. All of them?
All of my coats. I know. All of my coats.
Bella
and
really
lo and
coats.
Behold, we got another little bit of snow. So that was my pit. I don't know about you guys, but I want the warm. I want the warm weather to come.
Wow. You're going to put all your coats away? I'm still stuck on that. Sorry, still stuck. Gigi, pit?
Pit for the week.
Hey, if we're struggling to find pits, it must have been a pretty good week.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, like the pit would probably just be the drive home from Madison last night. It was so long. I wasn't even the one driving, but it was painful because even in Wisconsin, when we have a warm winter, when it suddenly begins to snow, people just forget. They forget how to operate their motor vehicles. And so the ordinarily hour and 35 minute commute from our grandparents' in Oregon, which
was
is right
like,
outside of Madison.
Was it like three?
It was like two and a half.
Two and a half.
It was borderline 2.5 hours.
You know it's bad.
I was driving, I don't remember.
Facing the wrong way off
no
the side of the
kidding.
Road.
There was a pickup truck spun out, headlights the wrong direction. Terrible. So
are you sure it wasn't you spun out?
Yeah. Shockingly, as a listener of this podcast, you'll come to learn that I am the injury prone child. So yeah, thankfully it wasn't me this time.
Okay, I got a peek.
Okay.
My peek was my choir rehearsal on Thursday evening with the St. Sebastian Adult Choir.
Ooh, sing it. What made it so great? And gents.
You know what? It's been exactly 1 year since I've taken over at St. Sebastian's.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have just, they're right there and they're starting to dig in and they're really learning and they're applying their knowledge and they're sounding great. And there's just a lot of joy. Oh, there's a lot of joy.
I got my pit. I'm sorry.
Oh, just interrupt. No problem. Go ahead.
I don't want to forget. You know how that is.
Yeah, you're old.
Jesus. All right, drum roll. The pit was no freaking coffee filters.
Oh my God, I also ran
no
out of
freaking coffee filters,
filters
left.
Well,
did you run out of filters this week?
I ran out
should
of
we
filters.
Explain though to the followers and fans?
The it was anarchy, I'm telling you. Oh my God.
The Magic Fam is a classic coffee making
operation.
Yeah. And we do not participate in the K-cup world.
We are not Nespresso people.
No, and we
do espresso at work.
No,
Nespresso.
Oh, Nespresso.
We don't do Nespresso.
Nah,
we don't do any of the preloaded pods,
nope.
Single serving.
Nope.
We're
coffee
not filling
crab.
Up a landfill. The Magic Fam is going to do their best
school.
To not fill up a landfill. So.
We don't even buy pre-ground beans.
Nope.
We are do-it-yourself, fresh coffee in the filter kind of people. So when we don't have a coffee filter, that oof. That
you got to go with
hit.
The au natural sieve.
I seem to recall
I'm
a
telling
small...
you, after I ground the beans and they saw that metal filter, they almost just jumped back.
Well, who forgot to buy filters?
No. It wasn't a matter of who forgot to buy them. It was a matter of Andreas, the ah of Magic Family, hallucinating that there was a new box.
Oh.
I really did. I dreamt it. I dreamt there was a new box there, and of course not.
Literally. I said, why didn't you tell me? I could have purchased them at the store. No, I saw a new box in there. I swear I did.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that we both ran out of filters in the same week.
Well, I think it's
interconnectedness to the Magic Fam, right? Here we go. That's just another reason why we are magic.
So for context, right now, Bella lives at home in Whitefish Bay with our parents, with mom and dad.
Roommies.
Adult roommates.
Bella is a graduate student at Marquette, slaying her way through the direct entry Masters of Science in Nursing program.
I did live alone prior to this, and I was adulting, I swear, by
You're
myself.
Still adulting. You're just adulting in a different way.
Definitely yes. A different way.
And yeah, so she lives here, and I live in Chicago. I've got two fabulous roommates, and my commute home to Wisconsin is like an hour and 40 minutes, which
Come
is...
on, let's give them a little shout-out. Shout-out to Maggie and Aaron, the best
roommates
ever. Shout-out
to Maggie and Aaron, the best roommates
ever.
You
got keepers.
I thought I was the best roommate, mom and dad.
Huh?
The silence.
Deafening. It was deafening. Whoa.
So those are our current living situations.
Well, hang on. Dad and I live here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dad and I live here.
With the dogs.
Yeah, with the Schmidt heads.
The Schmidt heads.
Okay, so peak is straw.
Peak is straw.
Pit is coffee filter, yeah. Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Peak mom is choir rehearsal. What is your pit for the week?
Oh, boy. I think the pit is going to have to be the never-ending cleaning of this house.
That's so true.
It just, you know, shout out to the Dyson, which is kind of saving
Dyson
us.
Kick spot, but the dark floors, folks, are just
dark
know.
Floors. Love the aesthetic.
We are exposing.
Hate how they show every stinking piece of dust. Yeah.
I gotta admit, I was kind of shocked that you guys decided to stain them dark.
Well, the house was.
It was dark.
It was dark. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
This is a new house for us.
They're different. Stained colors, so they didn't match between the whole first floor either.
Oh, interesting.
So then, yeah.
So now yeah, they, cleaning this house.
Now they do.
Cleaning the house. That's mm-hmm. so valid.
Yep, Gee, what's yours?
My
she said hers.
My pit's the drive home from Madison yesterday. My peak is the Valentine's party that I had last Friday.
Oh,
it may have already been a week ago, but like truly one of the most fun gatherings I've ever hosted alongside my roommates. We told friends to bring friends along, turned our island into a massive grazing table, and we ended up probably having a solid 30 people at our house. We live in a standard Chicago 2 flat.
But no photos, I think, you know.
No photos, truly, I kind of feel like no photos.
I think there's a little bit of a cop out there.
I think that's an indication of a good party, because normally I'm the person that's always
taking
photos.
Might be too good
photos.
Of a party.
But I wanted to see the photos.
I know.
Hey,
hey, we got another event coming up.
That is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, two parties 2 weeks apart.
Do we share that or do we hold that
we
for
can,
the next episode?
We can share. So my upcoming, my impending peak is my 27th birthday dinner that we're having at my house in Chicago this weekend. There's going to be 16 of us.
Best theme ever.
I'm cooking for everybody. We're doing Italian food because the theme is mob wife.
Get your furs ready.
Super original, I know, right?
Yeah, Soprano-esque.
Soprano-esque, yeah. Everyone wants to be Carmela.
It's going to be a totally great evening. I think that Oma is going to be the...
She might be the star.
She might be the mob family matriarch star.
She might be Carmela. Carmeloma.
Carmeloma.
That's it. Carmeloma.
Who is Oma, Dad? Do you want to tell you want to tell the world who Oma is really quick?
My mom?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, that's another how many episodes?
That would be like a series.
We could do a series on the Germans.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, cool. Bella.
Let's do that.
Yes.
Know.
Your pit is Pucks Tony Phil being a fat liar.
Truthfully.
A
yes.
Filthy fat liar.
Who?
Filthy Phil.
Pucks Tony Phil.
Oh. Yeah.
Lied about spring. My peak of the week would probably just be surviving grad school for yet another week
but
of
let's
the
be
year.
Real. You're not just surviving grad school.
We're
you
thriving.
Are frigging crushing it.
But truly, we are doing well and excited for the upcoming spring break that is within a few short weeks.
When is that for you?
It is the week before St. Patrick's Day.
You're kidding.
Seriously?
Yeah.
See, we live under the same roof, and I don't even know these details.
I know. It's so bad. Nobody communicates.
Part of the reason for the Magic Fam podcast, to learn how to communicate better. That will be a whole other series.
I did try to set up a shared Google Calendar for the three people that do live in the same house.
Multiple times. We did this multiple times.
But that is not proved to be...
That's still there.
Yeah. It's still, like, it still exists. But is it utilized? No.
Let's just say that we could do a whole series on communication.
We're never going to run out of material.
We are never
going
to run out of material for this podcast, friends.
My communication style. No, I'm kidding. All right. So the gist of the podcast today is... Drumroll, Gigi.
The origin story of Magic Fam.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, when should I go back to sixth grade?
Where it all began.
I think that would be a very good place
to
start.
So fire alarm?
Fire alarm
in sixth grade.
Okay, the setting?
Setting was
Thomas Jefferson Middle School,
which doesn't exist anymore.
A building that no
raised
longer exists.
To the ground. Yeah, fire alarm goes off. You know how it is, classrooms... Orderly file out in the hallway.
Was it a drill or was there
yes,
a fire?
It was a fire drill.
Okay.
It was a regular day fire drill. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was, should we say the year? Yeah, we can say the year.
You say the year.
What year was that?
Well, that would have been 1979.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So actually, wait.
No, later.
78.
Later than that.
No,
no
way. Middle school. That would, you're,
come
that's
on.
10.
We graduated high school 10. In 1986.
Yeah.
You're giving away all the dates now.
Crap. Well, mom was, she was.
What were you in sixth grade?
We were in sixth grade.
All right. So it was probably
79. 79. It was the 78-79 school year, friends.
There you go.
What were you wearing?
Oh, I was very fashionable that year. That was when kilts with the large pin, you know, the big gold, looked like a giant safety pin, kind of, you know, pinned the skirt itself shut. And clogs. Clogs were
okay, but clogs are back.
Hey, what goes around comes
were
around.
Were they wooden? Say no.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, they hurt. They hurt. Let me tell
you. Yeah. Well, why did they hurt Andreas?
Well, she didn't appreciate that I found her skirt to be uplifting. How's that?
Oh, my God.
Which now we know is not necessarily a consensual thing to have just gone on and...
It's never been a consensual thing to have your skirt involuntarily lifted by some sixth grade horn dog that you've never met
somebody
before.
Somebody else did it. I volunteered to do it.
You volunteered.
Were you dared to do it?
I cannot disclose these things. I can't give away all, you know.
Okay, but here's what I want to know. That the fire drill incident happened. When was the next time you two talked to each other?
Well, we were in band together.
What'd you play?
And mom was a cheerleader.
Wait, time out. You're in band in middle school?
Yeah.
Totally.
I was a drummer.
Because in sixth grade in the Menominee Falls Public Schools, that's when you started your endeavors into the fine arts. So you had to choose. Are you going to play a band instrument? Are you going to play an orchestra instrument? Are you going to sing the choir? So, of course, your dad was a drummer.
Everybody falls for the drummer. You?
And I played the oboe.
So exciting.
So you were in middle school band together for the rest of 6th, 7th, and 8th grade?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And it was just you had class together. This was not like a secret little passing note type.
Like I said,
deal.
Mom was a cheerleader too, and I was on the basketball squad.
Right, but no, we did not have any of those romantic feelings. We did not date in middle school. Your father had a girlfriend.
Pretend.
In middle school?
Oh, pretend. Totally.
Wait, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
You're kidding me. That.
No.
That's a whole nother episode.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he actually, ask your Carmela Oma. She is going to tell you how he like dragged this girl to meet Oma and Opa at the band concert. I want to introduce you to my girlfriend.
Hey, what did I play at that band concert? Do you remember?
The drums.
Yeah, no. Remember Mike Madej and I? We were out front. We played the bongos. We had to wear that little headdress, the Middle Eastern headdress.
Oh my gosh.
The things I would do to see.
I have
videos
no
of this.
Recollection of that at all.
Mrs. Kuhn, she said like this was part of the appropriate thing to do for the song.
My God.
So we were out like in front. Doing the bongo deal with her.
Are you making
class
stuff?
Class.
No. We were wearing that headdress and. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wow.
When did it actually start to like spark between you two? Because clearly, middle school is not the time.
In high school.
When?
It wasn't until our junior year.
No, it was when.
Okay,
you had your
16th end of
birthday.
Sophomore year.
Your 16th birthday.
Well, that was between. I have a summer
sophomore,
birthday. That was between
sophomore
and junior year.
But did you invite him to a party?
My dad did.
Yeah.
And
Captain Jack.
How did Captain Jack know to invite Andrea's
Captain
class?
Jack utilized my friends to plan this party because, as many of you listeners will be aware, that was a very difficult summer, 1984. That was the summer that my mother passed away 2 weeks before my 16th birthday. And my dad wanted things to be as normal as possible. And so he called on some friends, Janet and Amy and Kelly, and asked them to help put together
Janet Drager,
Kelly Amy Keen. Micah, Kelly Keen, and he probably also called Annette Willen.
Amy Micah, Chris Cullis,
and said, help me figure out who to invite to this party. And it was a huge surprise party, and lo and behold, your dad was there.
Aww.
I even remember what he gave me.
What? He gave you a present?
Wait, wasn't it some sort of like dish?
It was.
It was
a little
Wedgwood. Some Wedgwood
dish.
Like dish to put whatever.
Like trinkets in.
Trinkets
like
and
your
bubbles.
Jewelry at the end of the day?
Exactly.
That's cute.
Like end of the day jewelry.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 16th birthday party. Sparks
was at
are
the
flying.
Brennan's. It was at the Brennan's.
Oh, love
you
that.
You know, we've already mentioned so many people who have passed away. You know, Mrs. Kuhn is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. and Mrs. Brennan are both gone.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. So anyway, yeah, it was a great time, the birthday party. I got a bike. That was my big gift. I got a bike. I know. It was awesome. And then, I don't know, like in the fall, I asked your dad out.
It was during cross country, and she asked me out. So there was a cross country. You know, we'd get together just about every week. The team would do something. And this, I'm trying to remember where this one was at. Anyway, she picked me up around, it was close to McDonald's where you picked me up, I thought.
Right, because, right? Okay, well, you have to explain that you couldn't drive.
No, I didn't have the license
yet. Didn't have his license yet.
Because Andreas is younger.
Ooh! Yeah. Oh my God.
Cougar. Cougar by a couple months. It's okay.
Yeah. So we went, was that the one we went to?
I picked you up. And since I had asked you out, I paid for the whole date.
Did we go to Balestrieri's?
No, you went love. To Pops. We went. Dad.
No.
We did not go to Balestrieri's. That was not until subsequent dates.
Yeah.
We went to see the movie The Natural.
The Natural, that's right.
With Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Didn't you also go to dinner?
And then
I thought
no.
you went to Pops.
No, we did not go to dinner because he had a cross country event.
That's right. And then we went to Pops.
Then we went to Pops Custard. Shout out to Pops Custard, Menominee Falls. Still kicking
still
it.
Still there?
This
there
is where, this is where she totally, you know, duped me.
And how did I dupe you?
Because guess who was there?
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack was there.
My dad loves ice cream, as we are all aware. We cannot keep him from the ice cream. So, yes, he happened to be there. Complete coinky dink.
Yeah, to this day, I don't believe that.
Well,
No.
Whatever. So on that's where spot. It all started.
Right away, on the spot.
And then it was just true love from then on.
No, not so much.
Oh, please.
Well, heck.
But seriously, it is so cute to see like pictures of you two from high school dances and from your graduation.
I just have to tell that one super great story. Andreas and I were only on one high school dance court together.
Was that
homecoming?
Only
they were
one.
Was that homecoming, right?
It was not. It wasn't homecoming.
It was homecoming.
It was a homecoming court.
Yeah.
We were on court.
You made court. That wasn't just like some casual thing. Like that was a big deal, right?
It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And
made her dress.
I made my own dress.
That's such a flex.
Well,
but I show up and she was still sewing.
I was still sewing it when he came to pick me up. It was not done. And so I quickly got it off the sewing machine and quickly put it on, only to discover that it was probably
three sizes too big.
It was enormous. And I was I had no backup plan, of course.
Of course.
What did you do that day?
So you know that show? So you know that show, you know, where they say yes to the dress, that show?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they slip it on and then they have those major
giant clips.
Clips on the back. Mm-hmm. I was that clip.
For the entire night.
My hand was that clip the entire night.
Well, that at least kept you two real close.
I think, you know, what you said there, Bella, was truly the you know, another one of those cryptic objectives your mom had.
Yeah.
She made it.
Oh, yeah, because I've been full of
she
cryptic
made it that
objectives
way
for 30 years.
I know what I can do to get this guy closer to me.
I'm going to make my dress huge so he has to cinch it in the whole night.
Yeah.
You guys give me way too much credit. I am not that sly. I'm not that crafty. So anyway.
But truly, it's
that's the origin story of the M and the A.
They were the Troy and Gabriella of back in the day.
A little bit, yeah.
The what?
The Troy and Gabriella.
The musician girl and
musical?
The athlete boy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Musical lady,
yeah,
athletic
for sure.
little boy.
For
and
sure.
He was the president of the German club, and I was the president of the Spanish club.
Wow. Oh, and the foreign traveling would begin later.
truly.
There was one summer in high school that you went and visited his family in Germany, though.
Yeah, I did. I stayed in Germany for a couple months. I lived with a wonderful family in Stuttgart, and we made it out that I would take a train over to Munich and spent the day with his cousin Alexander, and
which is crazy
that
when
is
you think
so
about it.
Visited Tante Lucia and Uncle Otto, and we visited Tildy and Nick, and of course everybody wants you to eat and drink, and
she got the full.
It was wild.
She really was just put through the ringer right then and there,
and yet I'm still here.
Yes.
Yeah.
College was a little bit of an off time.
Yes,
well, you know, Mom had to join that sorority, and from that point on, it was just it all went another direction. So.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
She joined one sorority, and you were an honorary member of all of the fraternities.
What's
so,
that?
Yeah, Mom was in one sorority. You were an honorary fraternity member of every frat on campus at University of Wisconsin Whitewater.
I just lent a helping hand.
Okay.
He lent a helping hand. He literally, Dad would throw parties in college, charge a cover fee, and that's how they paid their rent.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you guys wouldn't do that?
No. If we charged anything at UD, at Dayton, Bella and I both went to Dayton for undergrad.
Go Flyers.
Go Flyers. That would be like social suicide. Yeah. Truly.
No, 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 no.
You open the door to everyone at UD.
Listen, all are welcome. On a future episode, we're going to have a guest. We're going to have some guests. And I can feel it now. We're going to have the Whitewater Boys as the guests.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about your dreams and your...
Okay, but how did we get here all of a sudden so quickly?
No, we were talking about how you guys did a short hiatus throughout your college years.
Yeah, Mom went on to that sorority. Kid.
Reconvening, yes.
Okay, so we took a short hiatus. Whatever!
How did you reconvene after college?
Once again, your mother reached out.
Wow. Text your ex-girls.
Ladies, make the first move.
Well, sometimes, you know. So, yeah, we both moved back home. We were adulting, living with our adult parents back home because, you know, you have no money when you graduate from college. And I reached out and I said, hey,
I miss
you want to go on a date? And he said, I can't. I'm dating a girl from Chicago.
Oh, the mafia girl.
The mafia girl.
Mafia Nina.
Mm, mafia Nina.
This was true.
But that and quickly said, ended.
That quickly ended. Yep. And
his heart was just tied to yours.
Apparently.
Invisible string theory, I think so.
Mom moved in.
I did not. I moved in? What do you mean?
No, you know, through your ways, you kind of did. You were, again, using that cryptic method, yet you so slyly.
How soon after college, though, did you actually reach out? Because you were married at 25.
We graduated from college in 1990.
Did I go to Europe right away after school?
I don't know.
I did. I went to Europe for a little bit after college. So
all
yeah,
I
it was
know
in the
is
fall.
That we
it
got engaged fall. In 1992, and we got married in 1993.
So,
and the rest is
all
history.
In all, you know, like somewhere in a year and a half or so, we were dating again and getting engaged. And
I do think our your proposal story is kind of a great one, though.
Well, that's another episode.
Yeah.
So we got all this stuff to talk about. And frankly, we're way too serious. But this is the rollout of this podcast.
So that is how the M and the A of Magic Fam truly began. The M and A and K.
Right.
And then the G and the I, the best parts, came a little bit later.
These are going to be some fabulous stories to share. I hope that that our origin story hasn't been something of a shocker to anybody.
Well, we all, especially you girls learned a little bit more about where it all kind of started.
Every time we hear this story, I feel like we learn a little bit something new, which is so cool because doing this podcast, we have a chance to just hang out as a family and chit-chat and learn more about each other and...
I'm obsessed with it.
It's amazing.
So before we wrap things up, can we just say quickly?
Wait, hang on. Well,
what?
You just skipped the other half of magic.
Oh, hello. Us two?
G came in 1997. I was a fabulous surprise of an Oktoberfest souvenir in 98.
We're going to save that whole story.
That's another story. But how did you come up with magic? That's the whole point here.
Literally, you won't believe this one.
Didn't it? It was just when you were getting an email.
It was when we were getting an email and you had to choose, you know, your email name. And this was like with the you've got mail. Like, what was that?
AOL.
And I remember you and I sitting there going around and around like, what should we have our email be?
And then did it just hit us?
And all of a sudden we were just like,
oh, shit.
Magic. M-A-G-I-K. There it is. And it has our email has not changed. We have been
no less the whatever family. WI or, you know, Gmail, what have you, that kind of stuff. But otherwise,
well, right,
Magic Family, you know, reigns true.
Our is that called your domain name? I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, our domain. Well, it's also creepy
our
that
brand.
It's in birth order.
It is.
M-A-G-I-K. It's in birth order.
But it's seriously, it's our brand at this point. It's what our friends like associate.
Everyone
says
that,
our family.
Yeah.
It's
our family chat is the Magic Fam chat.
Everyone wants in on Magic Fam and they try to like weave in their own letters of their name.
Magic.
Yeah.
We've tried a couple different.
We're just going to keep it at Magic.
Well, I'm gonna pose this. I'll give... the first motion that we should bring this inaugural podcast to a close.
Okay, quick, we'll do like hot seat for the magic must haves for the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is going to be our second segment that we try to incorporate. We're going to do our pits and peaks, highs and lows, or whatever you want to call it. And then we're going to do our magic must-haves and then a topic of some sort. So today's topic, of course, was our origin story. But let's do a hot seat magic must-have, starting with Jeej.
Must-haves for the week. One of my must-haves for this week is what I'm listening to. I'm really expanding my musical horizons, and I'm currently obsessed with this DJ named Sammy Virgi. He's from the UK. He's coming to Chicago. I have been scammed twice trying to get tickets. Don't ask, don't tell. It's fine. But I've been listening to the music nonstop. He's like a UK garage DJ. So
sweet. All right, Shell, what's yours?
Wow. Come back to me.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Ella, what's yours?
Mine would have to be Annie's Mac and Cheese.
What'd you say?
My magic must-have is Annie's Mac and Cheese. Whole week. Can mine not be an item?
Can it be an idea?
Sure.
So my magic must-have, because this worked really well last week, was to plan out the meals for the week.
Oh, slay.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, get all the groceries, get everything done. It was one trip. So that's my magic must-have this week is a week-long meal plan.
All right. Daddy-o.
I have two. Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. One is, guess what? I need coffee filters. That's my must have. But, you know, when mom starts planning the meals for the week, most of the time we don't. And then she'll say, what do you want for dinner? And I'll say, spaghetti
with meatballs.
So that's my other must have for the week. Spaghetti.
Oh, so your must haves are asks, not things that were must-haves for you this previous week that you
These
just
are
had
upcoming
to have.
Must-haves.
Huh?
Your must-haves were desires, asks, inquiries, one may say.
Well, yeah, they all kind of wrap up into one.
Oh my gosh.
Except coffee filters, that's a thing.
Coffee filters are like essential.
That's a must-have.
Who's going to the store?
And then we have to get it. Well, that's another episode where we have to talk about how to make coffee.
My gosh. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining us once again on our first inaugural introductory episode of the Magic Fam podcast.
Can I end with a joke?
Wait.
We got to have a little sign off. This we got to come up with something.
Your Magic Fam once more consists of
Michelle.
A for Andreas.
Oh my God. G is for Gabriela or Gigi.
I is for Isabella, but most call me Bella.
And we are
the Klotz family.
The Magic Fam podcast.
We hope you all have a magical week.
Wait, my joke.
Oh, yeah, oh, Shelley's joke. Boot.
What do you call a foot with five toes that's not my foot?
A foot with five toes
that's not your foot?
Wait, I told it wrong.
Oh, my God. Of course you did.
Okay.
Can I start over?
Yeah.
You have to start over.
What has five toes? And it isn't my foot.
I don't know.
Your foot.
Oh,
oh my God. We're cracking up over nothing over here, folks.
All right. One more time. We're going to retry our sign off.
Okay.
You're listening to the Magic Fam podcast, which is
Michelle.
For Andreas.
Gabriella or Gigi.
Isabella or Bella. We are the Klotz family. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.
Have a magical week. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. Toodles.